Your next question comes from the line of David Seifman with New York Post.
Hello. The New York State Legislature, which is in a budget bind, has enacted new charity giving regulations that would limit the deduction for people who make donations and who have income of more than $10 million a year. Do you see this happening anywhere else in the country, and what kind of an effect do you think that will have on giving?
Mayor, you want to tackle that since he's talking about New York?
Well, I know the reporter very well. Hello, David. The law is about as ill-considered a piece of legislation as I can think of. We want to encourage people to support philanthropic causes, and when the times are tough for the state, all the more reason why you want to encourage them. For a small amount of incremental revenue to the state, they will discourage, consciously or subconsciously, others from doing it, and whether or not from giving money, and whether or not other states will do this or not, it's really hard to see how other states could be so stupid. Hopefully, we're the only one.
I would say this, David, in my conversations of the last 6 weeks with all the people I've called, in terms of the ones that have signed on, the 20 or so that I talked to that signed on, not one has talked to me about taxes. I mean, I had several that were complaining about taxes who told me no, but they were just complaining generally about taxes. I couldn't quite see the connection between that and a charitable philosophy, but nobody has talked about tax access. It may be a consideration. I mean, no, anybody that's entitled to take a tax deduction takes it, but I think the motivation goes far, far beyond taxes.